Do you notice how he also labels them as idolaters? He initially makes the statement, but later provides the evidence. And he gives the reason why they were drawn to those tables. And the reason was their excessive desire to eat. Hence, after stating, so that we should not crave evil things and also be idolaters, he mentions the reason for such wrongdoing, and it was their excessive eating. For the people sat down, he says, to eat and to drink. And he mentions the outcome. They got up to play. Just as they, he says, moved from overindulgence to idolatry. So there is a risk that you also might transition from the one to the other. Do you see how he indicates that these supposedly perfect men were more flawed than the others they judged? Not just in the sense that they failed to tolerate their brothers all along, but also in that the one sinned from ignorance, but the others from excessive eating. And from the downfall of the former, he calculates the penalty for these, but does not permit these to blame others for their own sin. Instead, he declares them accountable for both their harm and their own transgressions.